Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course, the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday marks another change in the church year. Our focus is towards Jesus' second coming. November is the end of the church year, and so today we look at the season of end times. When we consider the things our Lord has told us about His second coming, this morning the Apostle Paul talks to us about the last day. And as we look to the final day, Paul exhorts us to encourage one another, to be ready, to be different, to be confident. And as we await the last trumpet, we are to encourage one another to be ready. We encourage one another to be ready for the last day because, as Paul tells us, it is coming like a thief. What does he mean by that? He means that none of us know exactly or actually knows when the day will be. There have been many, many people throughout history who have claimed to know, who have predicted that Jesus would come on a specific day at a certain time. But Paul tells us that this day will be like a thief. Only one person knows, that's God, because no one knows when a thief is coming. And if they did, he wouldn't be a very successful thief. Paul also warns us that there are going to be many, many who won't be prepared for the final judgment because they have focused all their attention on the things of this world. He says in the text that there will be many in the world who think they've got it. They've got life by the tail, plenty of money to live on, insurance to guard against any unexpected disasters, in good health and with relatively few conflicts or problems. They will believe they have found and achieved heaven on earth. They won't be ready to meet their Maker because they've focused all their attention on finding earthly happiness. That's why Paul wants us to continue to encourage one another to be ready so that we don't lose our eternal focus. When that last day comes, when the trumpets blare and our Lord returns, unbelievers won't have a chance to come to know their Savior. On that day, all will stand to be judged before the throne of the Almighty. If they had not come to faith by that point in time, it will be too late, way too late. No further preparations or changes can be made. And as we consider all of the things, it is important that we constantly encourage one another to be ready for that last day. And as we prepare for that last day, we are to encourage one another to be different. To be different. When Paul encourages us to be different, he isn't talking about expressing individuality. He is talking about being different from the unbelievers around you. He encourages us to be different because we are sons of the light. We are sons of the light of Jesus Christ. Paul uses this imagery in opposition to being controlled by darkness and night. This imagery represents the night of unbelief. Those who live in unbelief wander through life like people who are walking around in total darkness. For those who live in unbelief, getting out of this life into heaven isn't just difficult, it's impossible. They wander through life devising various plans for getting there, but they can't do it. They can't do it on their own. We can't do it on our own. They can't get there without someone or something to guide them. Paul says that we have been enlightened by the gospel. Someone shared God's word with us, a message that gives us light. It tells us that who we are gives us the meaning of life. It shows us where we come from and where we are going. It gives us directions on how to get there. It shows us our Savior. It shows us our Savior, the one who leads and the one who guides us through His Word. As the psalmist says, "Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path." We are also different because we won't be surprised. We won't be surprised when that last day does come, because we know that day is coming. And God has told us so in His Word, in the Bible. It won't catch us off guard. No way. We will be expecting it. That's why we are in this church. In this church, week after week after week, listening to Him speak to us, learning more about Him and His plans for us. We are preparing ourselves, you see, to meet Him. That's what we're doing, preparing ourselves. We are different than the unbelievers around us because we are ready. We're ready to meet our Maker. We are supposed to live as people who are preparing to live as citizens of heaven. And as people who are to live differently and encourage one another to do so. Paul tells us that God gives us special equipment to carry out this task. God grants us armor. And you heard Joyce read this. And what is that armor? It's faith and love as a breastplate and hope of salvation as a helmet. Faith is the confidence that God will do whatever He promises, and He always does. Faith is the confidence that God will do whatever He promises. Do you hear that? Love is faith in action. We just can't have faith and do nothing. We got to get up and express our faith to others, living each day as an expression of thanks to God for all, for everything He has done for us. The hope of salvation is what sustains our faith and love and encourages them to grow. That's why we're here, to grow in our faith. Without certain hope that we will be raised from death, live eternally in glory, our faith would be meaningless. So what? Equipped and energized by the armor that we can resist the temptations of the devil, we can encourage one another to live differently than the unbelieving world. It's also important that we encourage one another to be confident, to be confident of God's desire for us. You know, what's astounding is the way that God did this. I mean, we would have never thought of this. He put the sins of the whole world on His own Son's shoulders and punished Him for those sins. Paul makes it very clear that Jesus paid the price for all, every single one of us, everyone's sins when Christ went to the cross. He paid that price, the whole thing. And we are forgiven. That's the key right there. That's the key. We are forgiven people of God. And that's the beauty of our encouragement. We have the sure promises of God with which we encourage one another. May we continue to encourage one another about the certainty of our home in heaven. May we constantly, constantly encourage one another with that message of forgiveness. We are forgiven. Let us continue to build one another up in the faith so that we can withstand the stormy times in life. But more importantly, so that we might remain firm. We need to remain firm in our faith until that last day. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.